So why did you decide to move to Toowoomba, and where were you when you moved?
We were living in Brisbane, and most of my training was completed in Brisbane, with some time spent up in Rockhampton for 12 months back in 2015. And we really just enjoyed the regional lifestyle a lot more than we did the city lifestyle. So the reason for moving to Toowoomba was primarily because we wanted to have a different life for our family. I have three young children, and Toowoomba offers, in my opinion, a better lifestyle for the kids, and just more of what we wanted to have for our family to grow up in.
Did you know much about Toowoomba before you moved here?
Not a huge amount. Jeff Kelsey, who was one of the previous obstetrician gynaecologists in Toowoomba, was doing some work up in Rockhampton as a locum, and we got talking about the what ifs and the down the track sort of, with my career. And he suggested to think about Toowoomba, so we got thinking about it, and we made a couple of trips out and just fell in love with the place. So until then, not a lot. I'd been here once in my life.
That's it. Just
yep.
once.
Yeah, just once, and then we made a few trips down, and my kids loved it, which is probably one of the most important things for me. And then my wife just fell in love with the place, and just having space and the beautiful parks, and just the slower pace compared to being in Brisbane.
And do you think that there was enough room in the medical expertise that you have for another business? Because I remember when I had children, actually, which was, my first is now 10 years old, but there was a real shortage of gynecologist obstetricians back then.
Yeah, well, I think the numbers are pretty similar. There was, I think there were 5, 10 years ago, and there's, of which I think one of them was around back then. Dr. Serqui was delivering babies 10 years ago. And since then, the others have all moved on or retired, and there's four others. So I'm now number six in Toowoomba, in obstetrics and gynaecology. So, yeah, I think there is room. It's a growing population is one of the most important things if you're looking at starting a new business, I guess. But it's a very, very big area that Toowoomba services, or we service. So I think there definitely is room, and also just doing things probably a little bit differently than the other guys. I've been trained in different hospitals than they've trained at, and we all develop our own little niche areas, and hopefully I'm bringing something a little bit different to the table to give women more choices.
Is there a shortage still, do you think, or is there enough here now?
From my point of view, I'm happy that there's not more people coming in and being more competitive, but that'll happen over time inevitably, because there's people, lots more people finishing their training. But in every specialty, and the pressure in the cities for work is getting higher, so I think inevitably there'll be more movement out to regional areas, which is going to be for the betterment of all of the people that live regionally, so that they've got more options and less need to have to travel to Brisbane to have something done, or travel to the Gold Coast to have something done. If there's, and this isn't just obstetrics and gynaecology, this is any specialty. So as those numbers filter through, I think the community will benefit as a whole, because you'll have more options and less reliance on Brisbane to have to get services provided.
I suppose when people think about lifestyle change, especially if they're from Brisbane, probably the first place that might come to mind would be the Sunshine Coast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that has been a massive growth area, obviously, in population, not just retirees, but young families, with the way they've built the Sunshine Coast. There's been a large number of doctors move up there. They've got their amazing new Sunshine Coast University Hospital, which most of the junior doctors that I was involved in their training, but also the medical students at the hospitals I've worked at. It's very competitive to go up there to get a job, because, the young doctors in their mid-20s, great lifestyle, living near the beach and going to work in a brand new flash hospital. It's very attractive. So they've had a surge in medical practitioners up in the Sunshine Coast over the last 3 years.
So the competition's there, I suppose, in the medical industry.
Absolutely. And because these days a lot of doctors are not wanting to do the 80-hour weeks that, my predecessors were doing, 80, 90, 100-hour weeks, and that was just par for the course and expected of doctors of every profession or every specialty, whereas these days there's a lot more balance in the numbers in the workforce across all specialties. There's a lot more women in medicine. Most medical schools are probably 55% women now. My specialty, if you go back 25 years, males dominated obstetrics and gynaecology to the tune of probably 90%, whereas now it's we're about 20% in the training programs at the moment, about 20% are men, the rest are women, which is, fantastic, giving girls opportunities to become doctors and which probably was a bit restricted, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah, it must have been. It must be hard though, particularly in your profession, because say, for example, there's an emergency situation, or you've come up with, you know, a birthing plan, and you've discussed it with your client over, you know, several weeks, and then it doesn't go to plan, and you're on holidays or a day off.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
heard mums talk about that all the time.
I think that's also a bit of a fear slash a pain for us, because for me, you know, you spend potentially 7+ months out of the 9 months pregnancy with a woman, and most of the time these days with their partner as well and their kids if they're involved. Like I've frequently got in our toy room, we've got a large toy room at work, and we'll have toy area, we'll have perhaps, you know, two or three kids out there playing, and I'll have the mum and the dad in the room with me. So you kind of build a relationship with them, which is one of the things I like best about obstetrics and gynecology, especially the obstetrics side. You build this relationship over a 7 month period, and then to miss the birth at the end is a bit devastating.
But I suppose you've got to put a stop to it at some point. Otherwise, you would be doing the 90-hour weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to have support from your colleagues, which is obviously very important. You need to have a bit of time off to refresh and, you know, get away yourself, same as any other job. But as much as I love my job, I still need to, you know, be able to switch off and see my family as well.
So how do you do that? Like the six of you that are in town now, do you all work together in terms of, okay, I'm taking holidays? Who's my backup plan?
Yeah, so there's an on-call group with some of the obstetricians work together and rotate frequently. I cover one of the other obstetricians when he takes leave, and he covers me for my leave. And if we're in surgery, for example, obviously we can't be doing a major surgery on, you know, patient A and have patient B in labour and be in two places at once. So we, for patient safety, you have to have those structures put in place where you've got somebody to cover you. So most of us have got that set up in town where someone is looking after us when we need to be away. We have to go to conferences to keep up to date, obviously, so that we can't, all six of us can't go to a conference at once, otherwise there's no obstetricians in town, which wouldn't be great. Most of us have got an arrangement with one or other, or sometimes two or three other obstetricians, depending on the situation.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Not a worry at all.